Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Kopp moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kopp moves to third. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kopp scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 1-0, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Post moves to second. It's 2-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is hit by the pitch. Harry Hannebrink pinch runs for Gene Freese. John Buzzard now pitching. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Hannebrink moves to second. It's 3-0, Phillies. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink now playing third base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sawatzky for a passed ball. Taylor moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Phillies will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 4-0, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Conley. Long moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Long scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Phillies. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive towards first. Bauschi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buzzard, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive towards first. Bauschi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Post is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bauschi. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hannebrink fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult pinch hits for John Buzzard. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Schult moves to third. It's 4-2, Phillies. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Donnelly now pitching. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-1 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson bunts towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzki hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 2 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanny Brink fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Bill Henry now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Post is walked intentionally. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 4, Cubs, 4. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 2 in the game. Hannebrink is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Carl Sawatzky. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Lynette now catching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Kopp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Gene Conley. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kopp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kopp moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kopp scores. Ashburn moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. It's 5-4, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Post is walked intentionally. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to third. Post moves to second. It's 6-4, Phillies. Solly Drake pinch runs for Harry Anderson. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 3 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Solly Drake now playing left field. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Walt Morin. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hannebrink fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Bill Henry. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.